More than 1,200 soldiers from Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord will soon be looking for work. The Defense Department is cutting jobs at the base under a restructuring plan announced yesterday. Layoffs aside, the Pentagon says around 200,000 service members leave the military every year. Some retire. Some use the GI Bill and return to school. But many will have to find some kind of work. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says unemployment for post-9/11 vets has been falling, a trend that mirrors the general population. But there are still challenges for this unique group of job seekers. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
In the Army, you don't get a job. You get an MOS, a military occupational specialty.
I was a 35 Mike human intelligence collector.
That means something to people in the Army. It means that Sergeant Madeline Warrington, while she was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, gathered information on possible enemy threats. But once Warrington left the military and started looking for a civilian job, that MOS meant nothing to most employers. Warrington says she submitted resumes for more than 100 civilian jobs.
I found when I was looking for a job that the ones that required essentially no skills were willing to contact me back. But the ones that were more office job related, they'd be like, hey, yeah, we're not interested. We don't think that you have the necessary qualifications. You know, and for the jobs that I was going for, I knew I had the skill sets because of the various jobs I've done while in the military. But it's really hard to quantify that.
In Warrington's world, it's hard not to feel defeated. Like many members of the armed forces, Warrington was doing dangerous work overseas. She was responsible for troops and the safety of millions of dollars of equipment and weapons. Monica McNeil tries to help vets like Warrington. She's the Seattle program director at 4Block, a national nonprofit that works with former service members looking for employment. McNeil says when service members talk about their military job experience, they can baffle civilian hiring managers.
Way too much information, and in some cases using maybe too many military terms that the average civilian who's hiring will not understand. So you have to kind of interpret that on the resume so there's a correlation of what their MOS is and what the civilian task is.
McNeil says the cultural shift of moving from active duty to civilian life can be disorienting for new veterans seeking work. Life in the armed forces is extremely regimented. Everyone has a job. The hierarchy is clear. You can tell a lot about someone by looking at the patches and medals on their uniform. It's not as clear-cut in the civilian workforce, where office culture can range from three-piece suits to flip-flops.
In a civilian world, you might be talking to a multimillionaire owner of the company, and you may never know that. So it's really important to learn to network and find out how to get to know people and to talk about yourself.
That's what a group of young veterans was trying to do here at an airport hotel near Seattle. They're here to do interviews with potential employers. 21 veterans, one day, 114 interviews total. These vets are working with Georgia-based military recruiting company Bradley Morris. Recruiter Ty Terrazone says the group spent the previous day in a kind of interviewing boot camp, practicing everything from solid handshakes to interviewing via Skype. That gives veterans an opportunity to work on framing their military service for potential non-military employers.
What we do is break them into small groups, about six or seven in a group, have them go around answering questions, tell me about yourself, give me a time that you failed as a leader, tell me about some times that your leadership's worked.
Though many of the veterans here made contacts and picked up some interviewing skills, Terrazone says nobody actually walked away from the event with a job offer in hand. And Madeline Warrington knows how hard it can be for vets in the job market to seal the deal. She ended up taking a job she felt she was overqualified to do, selling new cars at a Nissan dealership. Like a lot of military service members, Warrington's time at war opened her eyes to a greater sense of mission.
If you twist it just right, you have the purpose of helping people get into the vehicle that they need, you know. But it's not on the same level as helping your country.
As it turned out, Warrington wasn't a car saleswoman for long. Soon after she started working at the dealership, her husband, who's on active duty with the Army, was transferred from Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Tacoma, Washington, to Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, North Carolina. She says once she and the family get to North Carolina, she'll start looking all over again. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.